A federal judge has ruled that the state of Alaska must provide comprehensive language assistance to Yupik voters. The ruling is part of a lawsuit filed against the state of by Yupik elders and tribes. It mandates that the state must set up translations in time for the primary elections this month. From member station KYUK, Shane Iverson reports.
The ruling by Judge Timothy Burgess will force the state to train bilingual poll workers, provide election publicity in Yupik, and create a glossary of election terms. That's just a few of the steps the state must take as part of a temporary order for relief. The elders that filed the case are represented by the Native American Rights Fund. Lead attorney Natalie Landreth says she already told her clients about the ruling.
They were absolutely thrilled to hear that this was finally going to happen.
The ruling is temporary in nature. It specifically targets the elections this fall. But Judge Burgess said that the plaintiffs have demonstrated that the state has failed to implement a plan that would adequately address Yupik language assistance. Sarah Felix is defending the state against the lawsuit. She's the assistant attorney general. Felix refused to be recorded, but she says the ruling is good for the state. The Division of Elections already began working to implement many of the changes Judge Burgess is now demanding. That includes the creation of a position specifically to address minority languages.
I'm Dory Wasley. I'm the Language Assistance Program Coordinator.
Originally from Tuntutuliak, Wasley was recently added to the Division of Elections team. She visited Bethel to train Yupik language poll workers who will be at every polling place in Yupik regions of the state.
We are working with different dialects, both in the YK Delta area and the Bristol Bay area. So we are coming up with the most understandable words, both in Yupik and in those dialects.
Gail Fanumiai is the director of the Division of Elections. She says they will be providing those poll workers with sample ballots written in Yupik.
So the consistency of the translation of the ballot measure questions will remain the same throughout the state.
But before they even get to the polls, Yupik speakers with a radio will already have more information than in previous years. That's because public service announcements about elections have aired in their native language. Yupik translator Julia Jimmy is announcing voter registration deadlines. The PSA was recently played on KYUK, which reaches dozens of Yupik villages. Although these steps were taken before Wednesday's ruling, Natalie Landreth says the Native Rights Fund and her plaintiffs are still pursuing the case to make sure the changes are lasting. She says the state of Alaska was covered by the Voters' Rights Act going back to 1975.
Gerald Ford was president and gas was 57 cents a gallon. They never complied with this act until this lawsuit was filed. So needless to say, we were not going to take it on faith.
Carrie Anvil is originally from the tundra village of Kasigluk. Now 83, she spends her mornings at the Bethel Senior Center. She heard about the ruling, but says it's coming too late. She says most Yupik-only speakers have already passed on.
There's not much people like that now. They're all gone, all dead. It doesn't matter now, you know.
But the director of the senior center says many of the elders do not understand English as deeply as they do Yupik. Thelma Kaganik has seen the problem firsthand because the center serves as a polling place. She says the voting process has been confusing for many of the elders.
Hopefully, it'll encourage them to vote and not be intimidated by the system.
The ruling also mandates that the state report on the effectiveness of the translation efforts. The city of Bethel is also a defendant in the lawsuit, but they were not mentioned in the ruling. A three-judge panel is expected to make a final ruling sometime in the future. In Bethel, I'm Shane Iverson.